Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Astrologer and the Alchemist. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm sitting here on my chaise chair on my deck in Florida. This is the first podcast I've done from my new condo in Florida. And welcome to the end of eclipse season. And I'm joined by my friend Gemma Jha. Gemma Jha, you out there?
I'm here in New York. Yes, indeed.
In New York.
And I'm Gemma Jha,
okay.
Launched the Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I'm still holding the fort down here in New York. I'm leaving the light on for you, Ann, but
I have flown south for the week. I go back next week on Wednesday, so it's only a little quickie, but let me go down before it gets really hot and into hurricane season. So I'm kind of making my nest. I got a desk, Gemma Jha, that I have to build now. It arrived, so I have to put it together. Instead of a red desk, I'm going to be broadcasting from a turquoise desk down here. So depending
okay.
on... but right now I'm broadcasting from the dining room table. So,
welcome
everybody. We've been off for the month. We're both mutable girls, so we got kind of slammed by that mutable eclipse. And I know in my case, I kept getting up and then go, okay, back down again, and getting up and going, okay, back down again. It was definitely wild. What was your experience, Jay?
I had touches of that also, but I found that it was difficult to stay grounded, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And, needing enormous amounts of rest and quiet time. You know, it was a time that I needed sometimes your soul invites you to do work,
mm-hmm.
interior work. This time I think I was marched inside. You know, it was like, guess what we're doing this month? You know what I mean? So it's like, okay. Yeah, I found it to be quite intense.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And all sorts of things being leaked out. I was looking. We haven't really been on. We went on at the beginning of eclipse season and said, it's coming. We haven't been on the whole season because we were both being eclipsed. Because the eclipse was at 19 degrees in Gemini, but it was also during a Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
So we're not, even though technically we finished with it the other day on the full moon, because Mercury still has to go back through the eclipse degrees, we're really going to be still working with the energy. And, of course, Mercury was squaring Neptune. It's squared it now twice. We have a third square coming up. And that's revealing all the secrets. Like, all sorts of secrets came out in our own lives and in our own, in the world, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so processing the secrets also takes some energy. And a lot of times,
it's
a really old secret. It's been holding energy inside of us. And so when it gets released, it's kind of like there's a giant whoosh of energy behind it. To my point, that made me really feel like, okay, I got to go to bed now, you know, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I go to bed early, can't stay up, need extra sleep. I've been taking naps every day since I've been down here. I'm not a napper, but you're processing so much stuff through your body. It's definitely physically exhausting.
You're spot on. And because that release of energy, it does, because we have new space now, but you have to integrate that. So, it's strong. And for me, I had a little bit of the opposite at times. I mean, I needed the rest, but then at night, I couldn't sleep. It wasn't like I was even tired. I was just would be up. So I was like, okay. But I did need. I think earlier I forgot what I was talking someplace else, and I said it's very important during this time. Not only the eclipse season, but coming up, because we're still in some intense times the rest of this year, I think, is that you have to realize that when you're processing all this stuff, the energy you're using, so you have to manage to eat good, wholesome meals. I know we all want to lose weight and blah, blah, but this is the time when we're doing this deep, intense work. It's as if we're running an emotional and spiritual marathon. So your body will need you to support it accordingly. You know, good liquids and water, fresh fruits. And I said, this is the time of the year we can do that more easily, because for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're having a summertime and whatever. It's a little bit easier to have access to soul-supportive, sustaining meals and things. But this has been no joke. And now you gave me the good news, Anne, that we're going to revisit this degree. It's going to go, now that we're going direct, it's going to actually go back over that eclipse degree again. Which is
Third time. Yeah. When it gets to 19, Mercury basically parked at 16 for 10 days, you know, total time. But the Neptune, you know, it's going to, the eclipse was at 19, and it really has to get past 23, which it doesn't. It goes past its shadow on, it goes past its shadow on July 7th. So I would say that's kind of like when we're really finished with all this whole story. Because it'll be past 24, it'll go past Neptune, and that'll be the really deal. But between now and the 7th of July, lots more stuff to come out. Yeah.
So. I see. Okay, well, you know,
if you know what's happening, you don't take it personally. You just kind of go, all right, what else are you going to tell me? You know, and it's very literal. You know, they were looking at reporters and chief, you know, like getting reporters' phones from Trump administration, getting reporters' phones from from Apple and looking at their data, and then looking at the White House counsel's phone, right? So that was pass one.
Yes.
Then pass two, which we just had, was the Trump administration looking to silence Saturday Night Live and the comics at night, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel. And Stephen Colbert was really mad because he wasn't named, you know. But that was pass two. And again, we're looking at Gemini. So then the third pass will be something else. So it's, you know, it's Gemini is writing, voting. That's why we're having the voting bills. Gemini is communication. How many people have been having trouble with their cell phones?
Oh, my goodness.
Gemini is siblings. I had five clients, Gemija, who found siblings they didn't know they had over this. In some cases, the mother had had the baby and gave it up for adoption. In other cases, the father had fathered a child out of wedlock. In another case, it was a sibling that they knew about but had disappeared and reconnected because the wife got her mother got mad at the father who they you know was the family member, but she hated him and took him. And then the baby came back and said, "Hey, you know, I used to know you when I was three until my mother left." So it's been a lot of siblings, Gemini things being rediscovered. A lot of energy with pets. A lot of pet departures.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, eclipses take pets out. Well, it's Gemini. Mercury is pets, right? So, yeah. So it's, you know, it's been an interesting time. And it's on the North Node of Fate, so it's revealing information. Then we get to decide what we want to do with it. You know, I had one client find, you know, was going through her mother's papers and found out she was adopted, you know. So, it's big, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
but
no,
it's a reveal of secrets that give you a different perspective on things is probably the best way to say it.
Okay, you're going a little bit in and out, so you may need to move a little closer to the to base.
Closer to the phone? Okay, I'll go back into base. So, going back inside. So, tell us what's going on in your land.
We don't want to miss any of this good stuff, but no, it's you know, I did want to go over something about, you know, people usually when we're having these intense times, we want to know what things that we can do, right?
Yeah.
And while there are things to do, there are times, like I said, there are times when you just have to be. And allow it to just, you know, and allow it to be, and you work with what's there. Whereas, I'm not saying that, of course, there's the things that, you know, we do, dancing, movement, you know, the usual suspects, I say, the usual sustainers. But I found this time to be one of those times that made me walk my talk, in that I learned more on just how to be present with what was going on. Because as these things are, you know, as you mentioned earlier, these things are secrets are released, or and those tensions within our body, and maybe just not so much secrets that, you know, the closet opening up or the Pandora's box, but it may be just those things that we kept hidden from ourselves, no longer worn out beliefs about ourselves or other situations or things, and those can be secret because we don't share them with everybody, right? So when those come to light and come to our awareness, our conscious awareness. And we are able to look at them, mine them, distill them, and then release them. Oh, it's fabulous, but it does involve that quietude to and that just be that state of being, that state of stillness, if you will. So, because, you know, oftentimes when people ask, well, what can I do? What they're saying is, what can I do to make this go away? You know, or to make it, I know you want to mitigate it, make it less powerful, but I, you know, actually claim it and realize that you are equally powerful in your way to interpret and to incorporate the revelations within your life. So this, you know, and during these extraordinary times right now, I think we're all experiencing. I mean, remember when we were young kids, and you know, you would get those growth spurts. You could actually feel it in your bones. Your bones would actually feel like they're elongating, and I would have pains in my body as I was growing. And I think right now we're having maybe experiencing some pains in our body. It may be physical body, it could be all bodies, because we are growing. And because most of us are adults, we are, in order to grow and release some of these things out, or jettison some things, we've been carrying some trunks of stuff. So the energy that we are using to allow it to come up, to help it come up, open the lid, look at it, deal with it, and say, huh, I didn't know that, or wow, okay, that's okay, got it. And then hoist that trunk of information or revelations, you know, to the thank you and move it aside, is a large extension of energy, but also time to give yourself. One thing you can do and could do, and the good thing to do, is to acknowledge what you've accomplished. You know, the fact that we got this far on the way. There's an old gospel song, and one of the refrains is about thank you for getting us this far on the way. And, you know, you have to tell whatever you believe in, the universe, God, Goddess, going in, whatever light being, to say thank you for helping me, you know, get on and stay on the way, this journey. Because I think we don't often give ourselves the attaboy, attagirl, attaus, or whatever it is to say, well, you know, we've been here a bit and doing some work and that's what we're doing. We've been doing some work, but to allow ourselves someone that reminded me when I was I just retired, I think, and I was down out of town studying with Raymond Grace, a shaman and pendulum master, and I was outside of the Cracker Barrel with some colleagues, interesting group. I mean, really enjoyed that meeting. And he said, I was saying to myself, you know, what am I going to do now? I'm not sure what I could do. It was, my whole thing was do. You know, he said, Jemija, it's not human doing, it's human being. And I was like, ah, you're right. So it just sort of made me sit back and just allow, you know, and be in the universe, and not just trying to be, you know, that type A. You know, you and I have that in common. We have those type A careers. You always have to be doing something. You know, what you doing? What are you doing? What am I going to do next? And there's such power in, equally power in, the allowing and the going with the flow. There's a saying that one of my favorite movies, as anyone's heard before, Doctor Strange, and Tilda Swinton character who played the Ancient One, you know, a woman, because actually in the MCU, in the Marvel Cinematic, in the Marvel the comic strips, it's a book, it's a male, an ancient Asian guy, but it's Tilda played it, and she said to Doctor Strange, and I'm going to have to paraphrase, you don't tame a river you can't tame a river. You have to go use it. Know that to gain its power, you have to go with the flow. And I was like, you know, because he was trying to tame the river, trying to make it yield to his control. And in these times, is the control we have is in the reveals, or is in the how we allow our soul to grow. Because we're finding our soul's path, typically, and the resistance we experience is our resistance to looking and seeing, oh, okay, that is good, that is me, that is my path, you know, that is my soul's calling. And when you mentioned North Node, I know for me, I think it was the exact degree, Anne, I think I had 19 degrees, it was just on it. And I said, okay, this was, you know, it was dancing on that pin. I said, okay, let's, you know, stop fighting it, stop trying to do. We had a lot of stuff retrograde, you know, especially Mercury retrograde. And I said, this is a good time to be. And mastering being is also something I'm not sure if our culture has allowed us or encouraged us to do, is to master being. And I know I haven't at times I've been my own worst enemy with that. I've been trying to do stuff. What am I going to do next? I got to do this. Everyone else is doing that. What am I doing? And it's like, oh, man, just let's take a breather and let's be and be happy to be. And be in that receptive space, you know, that receptive space, not the, you know, the Mars doing space. What's, is Eris, I mean, okay, is Eris active right now? I always have to ask about my female awakener. She's in the mix right now?
Yeah, she's in the mix. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on with her is she's approaching her third or fourth square with Pluto, right? And she was at, she's at 24, so she got Mercury sextile to her. She's got, she has the sun square to her, the sun in Cancer square to her. Venus was square to her, not Venus square to her. So the sun will be square to her at the end of July, and then she has her fourth of five squares with Pluto. So, yeah, she's been active. And she was at, she's at 24, which is the degree Mercury stationed at in Gemini, so he was sextile. So that's also why people have been really, really angry.
Thank you. A lot of anger.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't really seem to matter what about, you know. It's like people are just mad about stuff. And, I had somebody get mad at me and kind of yell at me for 40 minutes. And, you know, I listened and, you know, kind of put up with it. And but I also was aware of the fact that I had triggered in them, you know, some really old stuff. And there wasn't really much I could do about it. It was, you know, it was part of a group experience. So there were four of us on the phone. And, you know, I just kind of listened and, you know, understood what the complaint was. But then when I was told I had to change my reality to match theirs, I said no.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, it's Hashimon. You know, and that's, I think, important to remember, that old parable of the elephant, you know, blind men feeling the elephant. Some people feel the ear, some people feel the trunk.
Yes.
Some
right.
feet, some the side, some the tail. And, you know, and so everything, one of the things we've been running into is, you know, how am I filing the story, or what's my version of reality? And there's a level of absolutism out there.
Okay, you're going in and out. I don't know what else to do.
I can switch to the landline. Hang on.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on the little portable guy.
So maybe just hit some spots, but I don't want to lose because you're writing a good space of information you're sharing. I want everyone to hear this. Oh, yeah, it shows that you're not connected. Yep, we did lose you. Okay, so let's see. She's got to call into to Blog Talk Radio again, folks, so just bear with us as we reconnect to Blog Talk Radio. We're okay on Instagram Live, but she'll have to call in again and to the board, and then I'll connect her and stuff. So, but anger, so while we're waiting for her to come back, it's a good point here to think about. I had a conversation with someone who's joined us, and that year we were talking briefly about at the beginning of the eclipse period, which is, I think it started like right, well, it wasn't the beginning, but the initial beginning of the eclipse period was end of May, and then we had things, and they were talking right around my birthday, we were both saying how we were just like, rrr. And there was such energy that was, it was a harsh, edgy, you know, running with scissors, just waiting for you to just, did you look at me funny kind of energy? And it was, I talked to a friend last night, and it was irrational. There's nothing, doesn't always make sense. It's often not about you, as Anne was just saying. This is a situation where someone else was triggered. And we are, as this reality that we're living in is
in
flux.
You're
back. Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. So we were talking about I was vamping while you were coming back about the anger situation because so you continue your stream because you were right in the middle of some good stuff. Good. Okay.
Yeah, I have no remembrance.
About the Rashomon and then about when someone wanted you to change your reality to meet theirs. understanding.
Change my reality to meet theirs. And I said, you know, your reality is this, my reality is that. I don't have to match your reality. And
right.
The absolutism, you know, you have to. You have to change your story. I'm like, I'm not. That's how I experienced it was this way. And you experienced it another way. And you're entitled to your experience. I'm entitled to mine. But you can't tell me I'm wrong. You can just say you don't like what I did. And
yes,
so but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of that. You know, like, you have to do what I want. And it's like, no,
right.
I don't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the energy. Yeah, that's the energy that people are getting a little, what's the right word for it? A little overwhelmed with, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to change your reality to match theirs, but there is a desire for people to go, well, my reality's right. And it's like, okay, that's right for you, but it's not right for me, and I don't have to agree with you. But it's going to provoke an argument.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And I think the learning opportunity in that is to realize, one, we do see things through different filters. You know, I use the analogy of, you know, you go to the eye doctor and you sit through that machine and they put on the different lens and say, is this, mm-hmm. is that better? Is that better? And once you find those, oh, no, that one's not good. Or that lens is better. But when I find that we all have our own realities, of course. We have shared experience filters and then, of course, our individual experience filters. But there's an opportunity for growth and development when we realize, okay, so what was your experience with that? What was, you know, with that situation? And this is my experience. And then finding, one, you're learning another way to interpret things by asking someone how they experienced it and say, okay. Because there's like any circle, there's 360 degrees. So everyone's seeing it from a different vantage point and also based on their experience. But there's an opportunity for discussion in there. But I think right now we're raging. We're just raging right now. I'm not sure if we're, people are saying,
Mars is in Leo, so people are like, my way's right, your way's wrong, as opposed to you could have a different experience space, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because Mars in Leo is, I'm right, you're not. My way's right, you know? Right?
Okay.
Right, you know, Leo is right makes right. I'm right, you're not. So there's an energy there of absolutism. And if you don't agree with me, then Leo, off with your head, you know. So it's like, no, not off with my head. You can have your experience. I can have mine. And you know, whatever your anger is at me, I might. You know, the other part we have to look at here, Jay, is intention. A lot of times, is it intended to do something? And sometimes it is. You're intending to poke. Other times, not so much. You know, you just inadvertently poked somebody, and they got all mad at you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your intention was this, but then the reality was that, you know?
Right, yes.
And, you know, a good example of that is the movie In the Heights. You know, it's a beautiful movie, it's wonderful, it's happy, but the Afro-Latinx community felt that they weren't given a speaking part and they were upset, you know? So you have the movie, you have the intention of the filmmakers, and then you have people experiencing it as an affront, that they're being somehow ignored. And, you can look and go, you know, you're right. You know, they said, well, they're in the chorus, and they're like, yeah, they are in the chorus, but we want to talk. energy of how do we work with that? You know, or what, I mean, it's done. It's a made film. We're not going to go refilm it, but next time we can do better.
Be aware.
Yeah, so it's an energy of we have to acknowledge it, but we also can go, okay, you know. So in my case, when I got yelled at, I was telling my version of the story, but the other person felt there was another version that should be told. And I said, well, you know, going forward, I don't have to tell the story. You can tell it. You know, I'm not invested in telling the story my way. I tell the story from my experience, but you had a different experience. You tell the story. I don't have to tell it. You know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
I wasn't telling you that way to make you feel bad. I was telling you to offer you to tell the story.
That's also part of the challenge of being in that receptive space to say, you know, I've been in those situations where I can say, you know, Anne, I see you, like, that's interesting how you saw that experience or how you experienced that. Here's how I saw it and how I felt it, you know what I mean? And it could have been addressed that way. She could have just added on or contributed, Right. And stuff. But I think right now we are in the, what I call the, we are in the pokeables mode right now. We're all, because we all have our, as we unpacking things, our emotional body is very tender right now. So things that we have been cloaking or covering and protecting, as they come out to light, and you know, certain things are, you know, easily rubbed the wrong way or poked. Doesn't have to be an intention. It could be a, you know, a side swipe or whatever, but we're feeling it, and it's not necessarily you, but you're right. You actually did trigger it. So the person has to say, like the situation with the height, it's a colorism issue. And I had an experience, I had a discussion with, you know, one of my housemates, because we've experienced that, and, you know, she's in theater and film, and how certain groups are only, they only show the light or the white or versions of that group and not the full diaspora, you know, so mm-hmm. we got, you know, we're on both sides of it, you know, as I can see both sides of it. But being, you know, being richly colored of the earth, I'm very familiar with that being, you know, sidelined, so marginalized. But I said, you know, we just got to, this is part of our being aware, like, oh, I didn't see you over there. I see you, but I didn't realize how this would be if it was you. So it's, we won't heal, you know, we can't heal all this stuff at once. We're just all waking up to seeing it all, I think. In different real ways and more vivid ways. So, and you know, and equally, sometimes I think when we're corrected or offered a little bit of a input about, well, this is how it made me feel, it can be a challenge in how we receive that. So we often defend ourselves. I've done it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I didn't mean that. You know, I'm not this, or you didn't understand me. And we get, and I say, okay, you know, huh? I didn't, you know, so I'm learning how to breathe again, and say, huh. Even if the person may deliver it like a blow, and they may deliver it like a lance coming over, you know, the transom, I still say now, realize, especially in these edgy times, and I know if I respond accordingly, we're not going to a good place. So I'm having to learn a little self-control, you know.
It is, you know, and the other part of it is, were you aware of it when you did it? And then then you're aware of it, and then if you do it again, then there's a real problem. But if you're not aware of it, you know, say, gee, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way. And to sit in an open space, because you're right, it does, when someone criticizes, it does bring up defensiveness, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our job is to go, okay, let me, you know, I'm hearing you, you know, and I'm not wedded to my behavior. I can change it. I understand that might have bothered you, and I'll try and do better. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep doing it the way I've been doing it. I'm not changing. You get to decide.
Because my way is right. So why should I change?
My way is this way. So you know, I have a friend. We were talking, and you know, she works at a hospital. So the hospital is saying you have to get vaccinated, or you're not going to be employed here, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
So she's got some, you know, they have to be vaccinated by September 1st, but it's the hospital's policy. And so they get to decide what they want to do. You know, they don't have to get vaccinated, but they understand that if they don't, then they're going to be terminated. So it's all, as people, you know, we get to make our choices within a framework of how things are presented. And recognizing we have free agency, but we might feel circumscribed, you know, because someone says, well, this is a condition of your continuing employment, and it may be something you don't want to do.
You
know? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to teach up in Omega in September. They're doing an astrology weekend. Omega's conditions are you have to be vaccinated. Right, so there were six of us that were going to do it, and one of us dropped out because he doesn't want to be vaccinated. Which, you know, they were saying this was the conditions. He said, "Okay, I'm not going," and thus it went. So it, you know, it's understanding within the frameworks. We always have choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other part. It's remembering we do have choice about how to handle things. So.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. We do have a choice, and we have the opportunity for change. I know we're running a little long, but I want to ask a look, because we have this Neptune station retrograde on the 25th.
Yeah, it just happened last night. Yep. And so what that means is we go back to May, I think May May 22nd was when it entered its shadow, and it's going to be retrograde until October. So that means that everything that you worked on, now we're going to have, at this point, we have all the outer planets except for Uranus retrograde. So Pluto's retrograde, Saturn's retrograde, Neptune's retrograde, Jupiter's retrograde. Everybody's retrograde until the fall. So this says that the stuff we began at the beginning of the year, now we get to revise, revisit until they all start going direct, and they all start going direct the last week of September into October. So Neptune, retrograde. I mean, that was the building collapse. I had like all these people write me, "Are you? Did your building collapse in Florida?" And I'm like, "No, yeah. I'm on the other coast, about halfway up the state, so I'm good. My apartment collapsed."
Yeah.
But that Neptune, I heard from a friend in Ireland. I'm like, "No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm, you know, my building didn't collapse." But that's the Neptune Pisces. It's like a. So I'm sure we'll find out there's some kind of water story with that. You know, maybe a sinkhole underneath, or the concrete wasn't solid. Because one of the women, I guess, called her son and said the building's making all these strange noises. And the night before, and then it went down in the middle of the night. But the Neptune is once he goes retrograde, he stopped right now. So he stopped for 4 or 5 more days. So in my land, it kind of zapped my cell phone and. The guy brought it back to life, and so now I'm debating whether I go get a new one, because you have to transfer all your data and all that stuff. So I kind of went into the cell phone store. He's like, "Oh, you want to get the new phone?" And I'm like, I don't know.
Neptune.
It's like a swirling energy of, what you want and how you – and obviously you and I here, I'm on a wireless phone, and you're like, you're fading. And I'm like, okay,
Okay.
Neptune's also dreams. It's also where we're disillusioned. It's also where we have a vision of what we want, and we have to revise it. So we had the vote for the voting rights, right? They didn't vote for it. And then they got all excited when Stacey Abrams signed on with Joe Manchin, and then the Republicans were suddenly all against it, right? So, so that was that. But now we have the Justice Department weighing in, and they're going to sue Georgia. For the rule.
So it's
Neptune. It's like, well, what are your rights? What are your what was the intention behind the law? And one of the things, we know what the intention is, but it also is that's Neptune. It's like, well, you thought you were going to get away with doing it this way. Well, no, we're now going to come and make sure you have the rights to vote. So, and it also then goes back to Robert saying, these states aren't racist anymore. And, well, it's not only their races, but there's a hell of a lot more of them because they're all passing these voter restriction laws. So, so it's interesting. Yeah. It's a Neptune kind of energy. Like, what is your vision of your country, your world, your purpose, your place, and why is that your vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, So it's an interesting time. And so we all have to hold on our vision.
Absolutely, and that's key. That's very key, is to hold on to that vision and allow what's coming down. I mean, because some of this old stuff is it's battle box right now, and the reason why all these voting rights is they want to make sure things can stay the same as it's benefited a smaller part of the population, and while we have to be, of course, vigilant and do things we can to fight it, we have to be aware of how much energy we put into that, though, because we need to actually put our energy into that vision that you're talking about. That's the key.
Right.
That's key. That will hold us up and hold us through it, and if it's a vision that encompasses what's highest and best for all, then, sorry, someone's trying to call me, and I just sent her a message saying, "Can I call you later?" She called back. So that's key right now, because we're getting to the scrappy part, and people are going to start getting scrappy. The old guard is going to really start pulling out old stops, saying, "Okay, we don't want to change." Again, their reality. They want to keep their reality. My reality is right, and I don't want anybody else in here with this reality stuff, that's not it. But, I'm having to find that myself in certain things and say, okay, so that means I got to look at Ann's will and Nip Cheers. Everyone else has a right, too. And they're like, yes. And it's that kind of thing of we're having to expand our heart space and sight, to realize that an expansion, acceptance of you or allowing other things or things, other things being in the mix is not a diminishment of my presence or contribution or value, you know.
Yeah, but that diminishment thing is really big right now, Jay, where people are really feeling, it's very big. And the other part of it is you might not be intentionally diminishing someone, but they're feeling diminished. And in that case, go in and look at what the diminishment is, you know. Where is it from? Where is it? Because it's old. It's very old. And you also have to look at it and go, am I actually being diminished? And frankly, why do I care what this person thinks of me? Right?
Yeah, right.
I have to stand my truth or my understanding of what my intention was. But if I'm, if they're feeling diminished, did I actually do something or are they just feeling diminished? And that's the hard part because that's where a lot of the anger is coming from. But then on the next side, the diminishment, you know, I want to just speak out to the people who are going, I don't have a vision. I don't have a vision. There's a real big energy about being lost, too. Because you don't have a vision, and that's okay.
Right.
I have had a lot of people calling and going, I feel really lost. And when you're having a big Neptune transit, you're in a fog and you are lost. And
you're
that's
deep.
Okay,
you're
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
And so,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So the lost is an important component because, you know, you were like holding to the vision, and I'm like, yeah, that's good for those of us who have a vision, but there's a lot of people that are, I'm lost. So there was a great thing. While we were off, well, to the audience, we didn't intend to be off. We just kind of got carried away by the eclipses. But there was a thing on America's Got Talent, this little tiny girl named Nightbird, and she flaps her arms, so she actually looks like a bird. But she wrote a song saying, I'm lost, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm lost. Yeah. It's okay to be lost. That's also okay. But it also it can make people feel very overwhelmed that they're lost, and that's okay, too. But that can make you scared if you're lost, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I say vision, I don't necessarily mean a clear vision because I don't think I ever have a clear vision. And I purposefully so because you need to allow space for the adjustments. But when I say vision, I mean an intention for a higher and better living and earth and things like that, those kinds of macro visions, which we all have that,
good.
You know, I'm one who hates that version when people say, well, what's your vision for the next 5 years? Or what's your goal? That just makes me crazy, you know, because it's just not the space I live comfortably in. But I think we right now, as with all these structures and belief systems and understandings and agreements, you know, sort of disintegrating as many of them should, you know, the foundation needs to change. Our vision is more of a loss. You know, I always tell, you know, use that analogy of or metaphor that I'm at sea. I'm on a plank, you know what I mean? And I'm at sea, you know, and I'm just floating along and safe and sound, but not necessarily on solid ground with anything yet. And I think we'll be there until we finish this Pluto return, you know, so, and we'll start coming together on something. But
I just know I've been getting a lot of feedback with people when I do readings. Like, okay, well, your vision. They go, I don't have a vision. I'm like, all right. You don't have to have a vision. You don't have to have one. You can be lost. It's perfectly fine to be lost or without a vision right now. That's good. No worries.
Just go meta.
Just accepting where you are now. And then going, pat your stomach and go, am I okay? You know, pat your belly and go, okay, I'm here. I'm solid. I'm okay.
Heart and stomach. Hands on heart and stomach, and
And breathe.
So next week, anything next week that we have to be aware of, as we're in this, just to be aware and forewarned for next week.
The big thing is the Neptune station and Mercury coming back across. We're also going to have Venus shift out of. Venus is going to shift out of. Cancer, so she's going to be less emotionally sensitive, and she's going to go into Leo, so she's going to get a little more dramatic. So, you know, get out the false eyelashes, get out the makeup, do the glam, start wearing some jewelry. You're going to feel less sensitive and less emotionally buffeted, and you're going to be asked, when Venus goes into Leo, she's going to talk to you about, well, what are you passionate about? You know, what is it you want to create? Because, you know, she's been processing a lot of the feelings for the last month, but she shifts into Leo on Sunday, and then we have the we're at a full moon now, so even though eclipse season is technically over because the sun is past 15 degrees, some people, and I would agree with them, would say, you know, we're still working on releasing things through the new moon that takes place in 2 weeks. And so releasing and letting go and saying, okay, that's finished, okay, that's finished, you know. So I'm down here in Florida, and I'm going to get out my bags and throw out stuff, because, you know, because the place was furnished, and it has stuff in the drawers, you know, like hairbrushes. I don't need those. So I've got, I'm having a little garbage bag extravaganza, you know, kind of throwing away things, so. Yeah, so it's good. So it's releasing and letting go, and also Moon and Leo, Venus and Leo gets us very passionate. And then Mercury tells more secrets through July 7th. So basically, kind of turbulent through July 7th.
Okay.
And then everything should be out, you know, all the secrets that you need to proceed are out, and then we're going we're going forward. Yeah.
All right. So. Okay, that's good. All right.
That's a big drum.
It's, you know, I said, well, you know, I haven't been going to the gym, but I feel like with all these transits, I've been going to some kind of gym, you know. It's been a workout. But because Ann sent me a text, and we were, you know, trying to schedule a show again, and she said it was brutal. I said, yeah, it's like Bed Bath Beyond brutal. You know what I mean? This has really been a rough period here. You know, extreme growth.
And I like your analogy of bones. I forgot about that when I was a kid. You really do feel like bones. About bones. You really do feel like you're growing. It's in your bones, yeah.
Yes, you know. So, okay, Anne, but I'm so glad that we had it all back together. And I think we're on for next Saturday, which is Saturday the 9th?
The 9th, okay.
Oh, no, it's the 3rd. You're right. It is the 3rd.
Yeah,
it's the 3rd.
Yeah. 3rd or 4th.
It's the 3rd, but the 4th is Sunday. And the 9th, I know I can't do it on the 9th because I'm in a webinar on really, you know, all that time. So then 3rd, I definitely. And then we'll get back on the schedule. I'm happy to be back in the saddle with everybody, you, Ann, and everyone, and just happy to make it have lived through this. You know, I want to get a T-shirt that says I survived the recent eclipse period.
I like it. I think we could sell those T-shirts out in 5 minutes, Jemma. You know, a marketing opportunity. I survived the eclipse. You know, so
Well, Anne, you enjoy the rest of your stay in Florida and be safe on your journey back.
Yep. Looking forward to it. I'm here till Wednesday and then back to New York and into the whirlwind. So it's all good.
Okay.
All right, honey. Big hug. Lots of love.
Same to you. All righty.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.